Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The crisis is in Venezuela, is in the Americas, is in the Western Hemisphere. However, U.S. European lawmakers jointly condemn Venezuela's handling of election. This is the surprise part. Not the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland has condemned, but the European component. That's what's new. By early Friday, in other words, this is 48 hours behind us. Foreign Affairs committees from legislatures, Armenia, Moldova, Latvia, Italy, Poland, Lithuania, Germany, Estonia, Finland, Ireland, Denmark, Romania had signed statements that are familiar with the discussions condemning the vote. Adding to this, of course, are the already loud voices of the G7 condemning the way Venezuela is carrying on. And this is 48, 60 hours behind us. Joseph, I come to you because my memory is that much of the bad acting in the Americas for many years has been either vouchsafed or ignored by the European Union powers. I'm thinking of France, Germany, and England, as if it doesn't matter what happens in the Americas. Once upon a time, they were our colonies. Now they can take care of themselves, including Spain. Are you in any fashion buoyed or discouraged or surprised by Europe weighing in on this? Europe would that easily claim it's none of our affair. We don't even have a border with them.
Yeah, so a couple things here, John. First, you're right that historically the European Union has been slow to react to crisis in Venezuela. They've also had some level of ambiguity towards everything that happens related to the Maduro regime. One of the big reasons is Josep Borrell, the commissioner from the EU. He's always been very kind of cozy with the regime in Venezuela. But I think a couple things have happened in recent times that have actually shifted the EU's positioning and allows for the statement where they're going to not basically, acknowledging that there was clearly a fraud that was going on. One is the parliamentary elections by the EU in early June, the shift of the European Parliament to go to the right. Actually provides less oxygen and less support for the Maduro regime throughout the European Union. I think that was a positive development that allows the EU to now have a stronger stance on Venezuela, on Maduro, on everything that's going on in that country. And then the second thing I think is the leadership of Meloni in Italy, because she's been very clear about this. And Meloni also has understood that even though Europe is far away, the Venezuela criminal network bleeds into Italy through its cooperation with transnational organized crime, the Italian mafia, and narcotics, particularly cocaine. Cocaine has skyrocketed in Italy in recent years, and part of that's because of what the Maduro regime has been able to flood into Europe. So I think that these developments have allowed the European Union to be a little bit stronger. You would wish they were quicker. They're always slow in Europe, and they tend to not to be, you know, come to these conclusions. I mean, I think that the standard bearer right now in the international community is actually Argentina. President Milei was very quick to denounce the fraud. And if you look at the speech that his foreign minister, Diana Mondino, gave at the Organization of American States, the Permanent Council meeting last week, is probably one of the most clearest statements that you can make as a government. And what she basically said was, this is no time to give, confusing statements or ambiguous statements, that this is a time for clarity. We need to be clear. We need to denounce the fraud, and we need to do it quickly, or else we're going to have a bloodbath on our hands. What is Maduro promised? The bloodbath. So I think Argentina is now leading the international community on denouncing the fraud, and that the European Union is looks like it's starting to follow.
Ernesto, diplomatic reaction. Major countries now, within these last hours out of Milan. Seven European Union countries, including Italy, France, Germany, and Spain, have called on the Venezuelan authorities to publish the electoral rolls to ensure full transparency. I note that those are the heavyweights of the European Union, including Spain, that has had what you'd have to say a mottled record towards freedom anywhere in the Americas for many years, perhaps because of the colonial past, perhaps because of the politics of socialism. I don't remember, or I don't think I ever learned. What is your thought about these countries, Italy, France, Germany, and Spain, denouncing the vote?
Well, that's extremely important, John. And what Joseph was saying about the Meloni's leadership in Europe is very relevant. Back in 2019, when Brazil led an effort in South America, similar to what Argentina is doing now, in order not to recognize Maduro's previous electoral fraud, we had a little less backing from Europe, because there was no Meloni back then. There was no force driving Europe towards the camp, the democratic camp, so to say. And Spain, who under the socialists, was working for Maduro. Now I think they are kind of constrained, the Spanish socialists, with all the importance that you mentioned, they are constrained to work against Maduro. Another difference is that back then, since it was Brazil leading, and the Europeans didn't like Bolsonaro because of fake news regarding climate and the environment, they tended to not to be sympathetic to our position. And now I think Milei doesn't have the same sort of bad press. But anyway, very important diplomatically, very slow, as you said. But Europe would be key to any solution that doesn't leave Maduro in power. I'm always afraid that Europe, with all this tradition of, oh, let's negotiate here and negotiate there. Okay, so they'll end up, let's say, reinforcing some sort of middle ground position. Call for new elections, for example, would be a prize for Maduro, a prize for injustice. But at least they are on the right track.
Joseph, I come to you because there are elements that are not countries that must be weighed here. I mentioned Cuban state security, and certainly we have reason to believe Hezbollah is present. But the narco-terror gangs that are part of the regime, the Maduro regime's policy, and the dark forces from the Eurasians, that would be Chinese surveillance techniques. We've already seen a clue that that China's present with the facial recognition. The Russians have mercenaries everywhere, and they've got an anchor on Caracas. Do we know what they're doing? Do we know what they can do? Do we know what that threat is? Does anybody speak of that threat in Washington, Joseph?
So this is an important point that a lot of analysts, when they're looking at how far the repression could go inside Venezuela, are focused on the military and think that if the military stands down, then Maduro's repressive apparatus is weakened and he won't be able to do what he needs to do to squash the Venezuelan dissent. The military is certainly a factor, but it's not the only factor, and I'd argue maybe not even the most critical factor, because even if the military stands down, Maduro has a plethora of other repressive tools in his apparatus. You mentioned some of those, John. You mentioned the Cubans, right? The Black Wasp, the Avispas Negras, historically have repressed the Venezuelan people and have come in from Cuba to help support the Maduro regime. President Zelensky from the Ukraine has mentioned publicly that the Wagner Group from Russia is in Venezuela, also looking at repressing and helping Maduro repress the Venezuelan people. Iran, Hezbollah, the transnational crime, the FARC, the ELN, he has other non-state actors that he can use, even if the military stands down. But there is another important point that I think is important to recall. So Venezuela is a criminalized state, but it's a criminal system. And there's a lot of smaller, but yet very violent criminal groups that operate throughout the country. Not all of those groups are aligned with the Maduro regime. Of course, they benefit from the regime's corrupt and kind of criminalized nature, but a lot of them also are just kind of hanging on because of the precarious economic situation inside the country. you could see a scenario where some criminals in Venezuela end up fighting with other criminals inside Venezuela, which would be a very bad situation in terms of the violence inside the country, but it could turn the country and steer the country to kind of a multidimensional civil conflict. That's something to watch out for. There's been videos that have put online of these infamous criminal groups. They're called the Trens. You know, the one that I saw online was from the Tren de Llanos, where they're talking about basically they're going to attack the Maduro regime, and they are heavily armed and heavily disguised with all kinds of black gear. But who knows what's going to actually happen. But I want to make the point that even the criminal system of which Maduro sits atop in Venezuela is not 100% aligned with Maduro. But again, he can import repression from abroad, as he's done in the past.
And Joseph, when I said that this is state policy, I want to be sure, do I have that correct, that Maduro's regime includes in some fashion undermining neighboring governments that are either not sympathetic or not obedient to him with narco-terrorism? I'm thinking of Colombia, but then there's as far as Ecuador, which is a nexus for narco-terrorism. Does Maduro have agents in all directions?
Yes, this is 100% true. Maduro is an agent of chaos. The Venezuelan state is a criminalized state that exports transnational organized crime. It's also a haven for criminal actors from all over the world. And because of the way the strategy of asymmetric warfare is developed in Venezuela by the regime, they've been able to export instability throughout the continent. And it goes all the way up to Mexico, and it goes all the way down to Argentina and some of these big countries. We talk about Mexico, Colombia, and Brazil. One of the reasons that they're not denouncing the fraud is because those criminal networks in those three countries are tied to the heads of those states, whether it's AMLO from Mexico, Lula from Brazil, or Petro from Colombia. And as each one of those heads of state is being more and more investigated, particularly Petro from Colombia, you're starting to find illicit ties to the Venezuelan narco state. And so that's definitely a real concern. And that's one of the reasons why Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico have been very difficult at having a regional consensus to denounce.
I just want to make the quick point, Joseph, that these are not just thugs. These are sophisticated international organizations with many resources. And it's very difficult to imagine them leaving the country voluntarily. Do you agree or disagree?
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer adventure awaits in a rugged new Honda. Check out the Passport, Pilot, Ridgeline, or CRV during the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.99% APR on a 2026 Passport, a 4.49% APR on a 2025 Pilot, a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline, or a 4.99% APR on a 2026 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.